Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, checking your traffic through the Cajon Pass. And the problem is, out there is there's a disabled vehicle on the I-15 north at Sierra Avenue, and it's expected to be there until 10:17 p.m. It's another, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. And then once you get past that, you look it looks pretty cool up until you get through Victorville. A little slowing in Victorville, not bad. And then it looks like it's clear sailing to Vegas. So you lucky bastards who are going to Vegas tonight for Valentine's weekend, F you. I am so effing jealous. Anytime somebody says they're going to Vegas, I want to curl up in a ball and just sit in the corner and go, why not me? Why not me? Why can't I go to Vegas every weekend? And then the Grapevine is open as well. Little traffic out there, perhaps through Valencia. It looks a little slow, but once you get past that, free sailing as well. So congratulations, all you romantic guys out there. Well, let the romance begin. All right, it is totally open phones. We do it every single Friday at 10 o'clock, or we'd like to. And you can be a part of it. All you have to do is call us here and put you on the air. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And nobody opens up those phones, man. Nobody like Brian David Whitman, man. Of course, the computer would freeze. Here we go.
All right, man. Time Friday night to finish off the week and totally open up those phones, man.
I said it, man. If there's anything you want to talk about, gang.
Anything you want to talk about, man. Anything that we talked about, man.
Anything you think we should have talked about? Anything we talked about but didn't talk enough about? 520, gang. It's 520-9710, or maybe you have a 888 Jones, and a lot of dudes have a 888 Jones, and it's 888.
All right, all right. Please, please. Okay, then we have a montage we're going to play for you here. If you miss any of the week of the show over the last week, we're going to play this for you and so you can catch up a little. Yeah, you may have missed some of this stuff. Hey, listen, we're working our asses off to produce it. Your job is just listen to it. Here we go.
This apparently started at Lancashire and Vineland in North Valley.
He's over at H-Salt.
People stayed in that area for
Yeah, Randy only knows it by restaurant.
Then,
this started at H-Salt. It continued past Tommy's. And now it looks like it's passing in and out. So my wife is 10 years younger than I am. And I'm only 6 years younger than her mom.
Weird.
I'm closer to her mom's age than I am her age. Her mom is like a peer.
Do you call her mom?
Nah, yeah. I haven't yet.
And how long's it been?
A long time. Well, yeah, 10 years or so.
You never do it as a joke? Ma!
No, I don't. Ray in Valencia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
A blonde is sitting down watching the evening news when a reporter comes on and says that two Brazilian men have been killed in a skydiving accident. She breaks down crying, looks at her husband, and says, no, this can't be happening. How many in a Brazilian?
That's a funny joke. How many in a Brazilian?
And so these guys would shake my hand. They go, hey, dude, what's your name? Reef. Dude, Reef? Like reefer? No way. That's awesome, dude.
How original.
And then
huh?
I would get to the second guy and say, guys, what's your name? Reef. Reef? Yeah, reefer. And it would just keep going on and on and on.
So the smell of urine in that car, I hate to say this, but it's in the article, so I might as well. It smelled like Randy Wang's car.
Thanks a lot, Tim. By the way, my car has smelled like cat pee for about a year because of Gina.
Randy, shut up. He's been blaming me for this for literally a year, and it is such utter BS.
Did you have a cat that took a leak in Randy's car?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Randy, you're so freaking full of it.
It's like, you imagine Jesse walking into a bank and saying, I'd like to borrow.
$1,000.
Like, how much?
$1,000.
Or I'd like to take some money off my credit card. How much?
$1,000.
Huh?
$1,000.
One more time?
$1,000.
You know what the Fontana's nickname is?
Fonseca.
You don't like that, do you?
We got a
lot of letters from people in Fontana saying, please don't call it Fontucky. And I want to ask you your opinion.
Okay.
This has never happened to me before, so I don't know how to handle it.
And well, sex is something that, you know, you really want to take seriously.
When two people love each other very much.
It happens.
All right. So you don't, but I was just doing it by myself.
Hey, did you hear that they're naming a shot after Captain Sully, a new cocktail shot?
A new drink? I didn't know that. What is it?
Two shots of Grey Goose and a splash of water.
Hey-o! Two shots of Grey Goose and a splash of water. And then I went home and watched that video, Chocolate Rain.
Creepy, right?
And I can't stop saying it. I walk around the house all day like an idiot going, Chocolate Rain.
You and 34 million others, Tim.
1.3 pounds. I mean, I hate to say this, and I know he's going to get pissed. That's a hamburger for Randy Wang.
Yeah.
He could eat one of those babies in one sitting.
One of those Triple King challenges at Fatburger would be all eight of those kids. And I've eaten one of those.
You could eat one of those kids.
I could eat the whole litter.
You know, big creative decision is, hey, okay, here's what we do. Let's just throw some S up on the wall and see if it sticks here. Paul McCartney singing the Beatles song. Hey, who's the new kid? Who thought of that?
Now, there's this band that's just starting to break. What if we put this band, I think they're called U2, and have them open the big show? Bono, is it?
Jesus Christ. When you see the manager special on a meat pack pass.
When they do that hand saran-wrapped...
Or the manager special of... it was $24.95, but if you buy it today, it's $2.
So I should avoid the dark orange tags?
Disgusting. And he
you are a pig, man. You're going to die one day. You're going to eat something that just kills you. Wipes you out. All right, what... There he goes. All right. Anything you like to talk about? 520-9710. Let's talk to Omar and Gardena. You're on 97 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
That's great, dude. You high?
Oh, no.
Little buzz?
That's on you, boy.
Oh, man. That's great news. Save a little money on dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What do you need? What do you got?
Well, I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you, sir.
And I was a big fan of Whitman.
Thank you.
And I would like to hear an episode of Likest Man, if that's possible.
I don't know if we have any of that stuff anymore. You know, I think if you go to Brian Whitman's website, what is his website? BD?
BrianWhitman.com.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
BrianWhitman.com. He might have some stuff up there, but he took a lot of that stuff with him, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Go to his website, though, and check it out.
All right.
He may have some clips up there. BrianWhitman.com. Let's talk to Alec.
Jesus Christ.
People are getting that from Likas because he said that a couple days ago.
Yeah, but we can't use that whole joke on the air, can we?
No.
No. The joke was, what do you like better, TWA coffee or TWA and then...
God. Damn it.
Iced tea, right? But not iced tea, just regular hot tea. TWA has coffee, and TWA has just regular, good old-fashioned Lipton tea, right?
Jesus Christ.
Gina, you're still looking there like you're puzzled with that one, huh?
Well, I was taking a call, and I'm just listening to the explanation, and I don't get it. I know it's not the first time, but...
Can you play something here, and I'll explain it to Gene off the air? All right, we're going to play
great.
Some music or something, and I'll explain this to Gina.
Welcome to intermission.
All right, now you get it? It's pretty good, huh?
That's amazing.
Okay. She finally got it.
You just told her what her nickname was in high school.
How dare you?
How dare you, Randall? Randall. Jesus Christ. Let's talk to Rosie and Rose Mead. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey.
Hey.
Rosie, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hey, baby. What's troubling you?
No, nothing, but no romance. Romance is a no-no for me.
For the birds, huh?
Yes, for the birds. There you go.
You married?
I'm separated 9 years, and my ex-husband would always give me flowers, lingerie, chocolate.
You weren't into it?
No, I wasn't into it, no. Mm-mm.
Is he white, black, Hispanic?
Hispanic. I'm Hispanic. He's Hispanic.
Yeah, I thought Hispanic guys more like me, or they're not into it.
No, well, he was, or he just tried so hard that it just wouldn't do it for me.
Just a nightmare, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
hey, you know what? I'm driving on the Antelope Valley.
Right.
And we are stuck. It's like a parking lot here. It's been like 20 minutes.
In the Antelope Valley?
Yeah, and off the 14, like 20 minutes from Palmdale.
Want me to take a look at it for you here?
Please.
You got it, baby.
I couldn't find the traffic station. I don't know what it is.
It's a local show. We can handle that for you. Let me go into a little Google. It looks like there's a storm out there.
No, I keep seeing a lot of patrol, a lot of police
cars,
and ambulances.
Oh, an ambulance. All right, and you're stopped dead in traffic?
Dead. It's like we're at a freaking drive-in.
And how long you been stopped on the 14?
Since maybe 9:50, about 15, 20 minutes.
15, 20 minutes.
Yes. Oh. I haven't moved, haven't budged at all.
All right, let me take a look at it for you there.
L.A., Orange County, the Valley, it's 97.1, the FM talk station with a check on Southland traffic.
All right, I'm trying to look for it here. We'll get this for you. All right, here, let's go to a SIG alert and see if they got it here.
Okay.
And, all right, there's an accident on the 14 freeway.
Mm.
You're northbound?
I'm going, northbound.
Okay, northbound before Crown Valley. There's a four-vehicle traffic collision.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Off to the right shoulder now. And it looks like it happened at 9:38 p.m.
Oh.
And it's 10:12, and they're still on the scene there. So if you can get up past Crown Valley Road, you'll be scot-free after that.
Okay. That could be maybe another good 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. They got to clear up that accident up there. It's evidently pretty bad.
Okay,
so just hang and listen to the show and enjoy yourself.
I am. Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
There she goes. What was that?
If you've been bad, well, good. There's more Tom on the way.
Oh, please. I never remembered that. It was Whitman always had to remind me what to say at the end of that. All right, let's talk to a Robert in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I heard you talking about Friday the 13th being bad luck.
Right.
23 people got laid off my job today.
Oh, geez, is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of business?
It's an aerospace company.
Yeah, aerospace is being hit pretty hard. Yeah. And you know who's also being really hit hard is the private jet companies. You know, they're now having to put on spots, you know, saying, hey, listen, you know, get a private jet. It's going to help your business. They're really cracking down.
Yeah, those sorry bastards going to never forget this day. Right?
And what do you do in the aerospace business?
We basically just test parts that go on the airplane.
I see. All right, so you got to be totally sober for that, huh?
Sometimes, yeah. Most of the time.
They test you for drugs?
Randomly, yeah.
Ah, it sucks, huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, just no more weed.
Yep.
All right. All right, and that's the kind of job where I understand... A random drug test. You know, you're putting planes together. You got to stay sober for that. If you're the board op of an evening radio station, well, maybe you can enjoy a puff once in a while. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Scotty in Santa Monica, you're on the air.
Tim.
Hey.
How you doing? Some out of you last hour asking Patrick if he was into the old Stickeroosky.
Stickeroos!
He killed me with that.
He loves the Stickeroo.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, we'd like to be able to say, you know, different words, but they won't allow us here on the station.
Let me ask you, be honest, does Gina even know what TWA or Pan Am even is? Does she know that it was an airline?
I think she does.
Scott, that's so sweet that you don't think I'm old enough to remember Pan Am. That's very nice.
Well, let's ask her what TWA and Pan Am stood for.
TWA is Trans World Airlines or Trans World Atlantic?
Trans World Airlines.
Okay. Right, yeah. And Pan Am? Pan America?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
College graduate in there, Scotty. You can't get anything past her.
We were listening to that god awful music. What did Tim tell you off the air? Don't keep it from us. Come on.
Okay,
honestly.
Tim, if you put him back on hold, I'll tell him on the other
line. All right, you know the joke, Scott?
Kind of.
Hold on one second. Tell him off the air real quick, then we'll put him back on. Excuse me. All right, Gina's going to tell Scott the joke off the air. But he can't do it on the air because we can't even spell that word on the air. But Gina had never heard that joke before tonight. I'm surprised. You've heard it, Randy, right?
I've heard a million times.
Yeah, I've heard that joke for like 20 years. All right, you tell him? All right. Scott, you get it?
Yeah.
Good joke.
Yeah. I feel honored because a lot of the audience doesn't get this now. And because of the censorship and all, I actually feel privileged that I got this. That was great. That
all
was
right.
pretty clever.
Glad thanks. You got it.
Thanks,
all right, take care
love
of yourself.
Your dad, buddy.
Thank
love
you,
dad.
Man. All right, take care of yourself, dude. If anybody wants to hear that joke, call or just email us. We'll email you that joke.
We could put it on the website.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right, put it on the website.
Because Tom puts dirty words on his website.
Yes. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710, completely open phones. David and El Monte are on the air. What's up with you?
Hi, I was just calling to comment on the romantic guys for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason that just POs me so much is the fact that they always outdo me.
Right.
Especially when it's my girlfriend's, you know, her friend's boyfriend.
Right, they make you look like an a-hole.
Exactly, and it's like I explained to her, I'm a security guard. What can I do, you know, on my salary?
Yeah, I mean, how much you pulling down an hour?
Well, I'm pulling $11.50, which isn't bad.
Right.
But it's no CEO job or whatever.
Yeah, but at $11.50, you can't deal with, you know, $70 flowers. It's a day's worth of work.
Exactly. I'm coming home with, you know, 99-cent cards, and they always got to put the point to imprint.
Right.
The price of the card.
Oh, I know.
Instead of just putting it a sticker that could just peel off and, you know.
The back of the card will tell you exactly how much it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sucks. But you know what? If you got a girlfriend who's looking at the price of the card, then you got the wrong girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine bought over on, there used to be an old flower store. I don't know if it's still there on Barham near the 101. And mm-hmm. they were selling flowers for $4.95 a dozen. So
oh, wow.
He bought his wife a dozen flowers, and she saw the credit card bill the next month and said, hey, what did you get for $4.95? He goes, oh, I just picked up a vase. And she said, where's the vase? And she pressed him. And he said, all right, I bought you flowers, a dozen roses for $4.95. And it really pissed her off.
That's always classic, yeah.
It's unreal. I mean, how can you imagine that? You know, if your chick goes out and buys you, like, I don't know, a six-pack of beer, and you found out that she bought it at a discounted rate, you wouldn't give a rat's ass.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
But they do care.
Yeah.
They're the best, man. All right, David, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
All right, there he goes, everybody. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Al in L.A., you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, all right. Hey, Tim, what happened with Arsenio?
Well, he was on every Wednesday with us.
You go, right. Dog!
And then it came to a point where he actually had to earn real money. Doing radio at night for a guest doesn't pay the bills.
Ah.
And so he wasn't making enough money doing this. But he told me the other day, he wrote me, he says, if he could make the same amount of money he's doing any other thing in show business, he'd be here every single night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he loves doing it. He just, you know, guy's got to make a living, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Al. Take care of yourself. Let's talk to Dennis in Culver City. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
All right, man.
Hey, man. I absolutely love the show, and I've never been stoned in my life.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've been listening to the show since you came on the air.
Holy Christ.
I absolutely love the show.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Right. And you drink at all?
No, I don't drink. I'm straight as an arrow.
Wow, when's the last time you had a drink?
Oh, I think I had a margarita at Christmas. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Wow, that's unreal, man.
Yeah.
You got good genes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I love those Kings, and I gotta tell you this story the other day. I was working on something in my house, and I messed it up, and I was like, gosh darn it. And my daughter, who's 5 years old, she looks at me and she goes, Dad, don't you mean
That's pretty cool, dude.
So,
how old is she?
She's 5.
5 years old. Isn't that the best?
Yeah, it's the best. I got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Hey, have you been following the Kings through this unbelievable road trip they've had?
Yes, I have. I've been, I go to that Frozen Fury game in Vegas every year, and it's awesome. And this team is, you know, I kind of thought they were a couple years away, but man, right. they look awesome. They're playing hard. They look really good.
They had a rough beginning to the season, but on this road trip, they went 7-1.
Yeah, it turns out they don't play so well at home. On the road. They're pretty good.
They should have the Grammys at the Staples Center all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, look what they did. I mean, they went on the road and won 7 out of 8. I think they lost one last night or tonight.
Yeah, they lost last night at home. Yeah.
Last night at home, yeah. But, you know, they got 55 points. They still have a shot at making the playoffs. There's only 4 teams that they've got. They have 55 points total right now. And to make the playoffs, the cutoff right now is 59 points. So they're only 4 points behind a playoff position.
Yeah, I think they're like 6 points out of 6th place. It's that close.
Yeah, go Kings!
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, thanks.
All right, take care. There he goes. Completely sober guy. It's very rare in the audience to have a guy who doesn't drink or doesn't smoke. You know, this audience does take that edge off. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jess in Los Angeles, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Mr. Tim, how are you?
Hey, what's happening with you?
Well, first of all, I'm high, you know, and Michael Phelps is a stud, and, you know, tomorrow is a spring training for the Dodgers pitchers and catchers, and can I tell you a quick joke?
Well, let me ask you how well you know the Dodgers. So they open up spring training tomorrow in Vero Beach?
No, Arizona.
Right? Yeah, this is the first year they moved to Arizona.
Oh, and I hear it's beautiful, too.
You can actually drive to Arizona and watch the Dodgers play spring training. You could never do that before. They're always in Florida.
Yep, and I think Chicago White Sox play there, too, but part-time.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams that play in Arizona. But the problem, you know, it's the people in Vero Beach that got screwed.
Yeah, and I hear, I think another team's going to play there in spring training. I think it's either the Pirates or Nationals, some of the Nats. But hey, you think I could tell a quick joke, and if it's too dirty, it's, I don't think it's too that dirty, but you can take it off the air. Okay, God, when I was born, God gave me the choice of the biggest penis in the world or the greatest memory in the world. I forgot what I chose.
Excellent, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, Tim.
There he goes, man. All right, the joke is up on our website if you want. If you've never heard the TWA joke, and there's different versions of it. Do you want TWA coffee? Do you want TWA milk? Or do you want TWA and then, you know, Lipton tea, hot tea, Lipton hot tea.
God damn it.
But you got to look on the website to get the whole joke because we can't do it on the air. So go to timconwayjr.com. Eric in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tim Conway, how you doing?
Hey, what's up with you, dude?
I'm living life, and I'm listening to you guys. You guys are great. Everything's lovely, man. But I got to tell you this story.
What happened?
I got my car towed twice. Same spot, the place I live at. It's already overpriced, and I got my car towed twice.
Recently?
Yeah, yeah.
So what, in one day?
No, over the span of about 3 weeks.
And what did it cost you every time?
$220 each time.
Jesus Christ. Who has that kind of money?
Relatives.
Yeah. So you got towed from the exact same spot?
Exact same spot. They're out for money over here. The complex, they make like $75 off each tow. So they're out for the cash, too.
But when you had it towed the first time from that spot, didn't you think to yourself, I'm not going to park it there anymore?
Well, I live here. You know, I mean.
Right. But they don't supply you with a spot where you live?
Yeah, they do, but we've had a couple of scares with, you know, the security guards around here. It's like, you know, the area where I live is treacherous.
Right.
So, I mean, like, you know, new guys, they like to do it by the book, and, you know, it's... You know, that's how it is. But I was wondering, man, I mean, like, where does that money go? And, like, if you were in that same situation, like, your car, you know,
oh, I'd be livid.
Towed.
I'd be absolutely livid. You know what you could do is go to the building and say, you know, my car was towed twice. I know you guys make a piece off this. I'd like that that money back. And they might give you $150.
Yeah. But have you ever went to the tow yard and just, you know, like... You know, I can't do this. I'm too angry. I got to come back another day.
Yes, and that's the reason why they're behind plexiglass.
Exactly, bulletproof, everything. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Now, having your car towed is the biggest pain in the ass ever, and it does push guys who are already pissed off over the edge.
You know, I went out there with my coffee and my lunch, you know, sack for the day, and I mean, I'm over here looking for my ride, and it's nowhere to be found.
Right. No, you initially think somebody stole it, and then you call the tow yard, and they've got it.
Exactly, because it's a Honda, you know, and...
Right.
Yeah, man, but it was nice talking to you, Tim. And,
all right, well, I hope you get it back and try to get money back from your building.
Yeah, I will. Hey, you keep up the good work, man. I listen to you all the time. I turn my friends on to you all the time.
That's cool, dude.
Keep on doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it, and good luck with the car.
Even with these tough times.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man. All right, there he goes, everybody. That poor guy. $225 every time his car is towed, and it's being towed from the building he lives in. The guy's working his ass off, paying rent. And then these a-holes turn around and tow the guy twice in 3 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
And I absolutely understand that, going to the tow yard and just losing it. There's nothing more frustrating than have your effing car stolen. Mike in West Covina, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you doing today?
Hey, Tim.
I'm sorry, Tim.
That's all right, dude.
No, my question was, I was wondering, since all these potheads call in and everything like that,
right,
me being one of them, I was just wondering if you was part of Frank's army, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I am probably two or three times a year I join the army. but I got a kid, so I gotta watch that kind of crap.
Oh, no, you know?
Hey, but have you gone to his website?
Oh, all the time. I love Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and I love Tom Likas. Yeah. Got to listen to you, too, all the time when I'm on my way back from work.
Yeah, for people who haven't been to the website, it's frankarmy.com, and it's a great website. I don't know who put it together for him, but it's pretty cool.
I hope he puts in Michael Phelps pretty soon, though.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff he sells there. Have you bought any of the shirts or anything?
No, sir, not at all.
Got to make a purchase if you're really in Frank's army, man.
I will do so right away. But, Tim, it was great talking to you. I never got a hold of anybody from a radio station. It was nice talking to somebody.
Is that right? Well, call us again.
We'll do, sir.
All right, take care, man.
Have a nice day, too.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
All right, Mike in West Covina, and I guess Frank Army is obviously the euphemism of you smoke the ganj. Is that correct?
Hello, my name is Frank Kramer, and I'm an alcoholic.
My daughter walks around all day long going, Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
They could live together, the two of them.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Every morning, that's what you'd hear.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
All right, let's talk to Johnny in Manhattan Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Tim. Great. Speaking about your daughter, can I get two original Obaboos and two Jesus Christ?
From her?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Obaboo.
Yeah, I don't even think she was 2 years old when she did the first Babu.
The original's the best.
Yeah, we got to keep playing the original there.
Yeah.
Let's hear her. You got the original there? Oh, Bobbo.
Remember she also sang the old stud song?
Oh, yeah. You have that?
Days.
Yeah, she wasn't even a year old when she was doing that.
Studs.
And then the old man has taught her a couple of jokes as well. Yeah. Soph knows a couple of knock-knock jokes, man.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, don't cry.
Got another one there?
I have the one the other way around.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, let's talk to, how about Josh in Long Beach? You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Hey, what's up with you?
I just want to say thank you to everybody there. I mean, you guys make my night every night.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
I'm at work. You know, the economy's jacked up, but
yeah,
the way I look at it, it doesn't affect me because I'm poor already. So, you know, I can't afford nothing as it is.
Yeah, there's no way to go when you're down. There's nowhere else to go but up.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I work security at the Port of Long Beach.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. No problems down there, huh?
Nah, it's cruising there. But yeah, man, I just want to say thank you to you guys. And, you know, me and my wife go through it every year. You know, Valentine's Day is just another day.
Good
you know?
For you.
We celebrate it every day.
Oh, I see, right.
You
okay.
know? So that's just the way it goes.
Excellent,
man. You
know, and thanks for keeping that porch safe.
Hey, all the time, baby.
All right, can you smoke a little while you're on the job or not, huh?
Sure, but when I get home, it's all about the bubbles.
There you Okay. All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
All right,
there he goes, man. Look at that. A lot of guys listening at work. A lot of security jobs. Also, a lot of guys driving a cab or limousine listening at night. Let's talk to Fred in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
All right. What's up with you, dude?
Not much, man. I was thinking about going to Santa Anita tomorrow, man. You think it's going to rain?
I don't know what the... Let me look at the forecast here for tomorrow. But Santa Anita's going to be great out there tomorrow. Even if it's raining, it's always a great day. They'll shut down the turf races, but they'll have, there's nothing like a hot bowl of chili, a beer, and, you know, 9 or 10 races staring you at the face.
Oh, totally. I just, you know, we got some family and friends, going to bring some of their kids around, so.
Yeah, it's even better if it does rain out there. Because then you get the real trackers going. You don't get the guys that are just wandering around.
Yeah, and you know what? The slop always helps me in my picks.
Good for you. Well, it's going to be 57 degrees out there, clouds and sun, but no rain.
Yeah, check this out, though. On Sunday, they're having some kind of a snow day, making fake snow for the kids. Man,
if it rains,
it's going to be terrible for them kids. It's just going to be slush and water.
Yeah, I was out there. Last Sunday, and got this for the first time. I actually sat in front runners. You ever been up there?
No, man. I always like to just sit out in the field there.
Yeah, front runners is a cool place to go. It's the restaurant up on top.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy a decent meal up there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I love it, man. I always go I celebrate Valentine's Day a little bit, but my birthday is the 15th, so me and a bunch of friends, we always go down and have a good time around this holiday, this weekend here. And I just was wondering, man, we had so much rain today, earlier. I don't know if I should go out there with everybody or go next weekend.
It'll be a great day. Plus, I think they're guaranteeing the $300,000 late pick four.
So that's
always great. It's once you get thrown out of the pick six, because you got beat in the first leg, you can join the late pick four.
You going to be out there this weekend?
Are they open?
They should be.
Well, if they're open, I'll be there.
Right on.
Yeah, when anyone asks how often you go out, I go, well, I only go out there when they're open.
I hear you. Are they open?
Yeah.
They're open. Hey, I love your show, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Maybe we'll see you out there tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right. There he goes. Maybe I'll take my daughter out there for Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's tough to get out there with the wife and a daughter Valentine's Day. Maybe the 15th.
Jesus Christ.
The 15th. But they got the Santa Maria handicap out there tomorrow. And then they got the Daytona handicap out on Sunday. And then they're open Monday for President's Day. So get on out there. They're going to give away umbrellas. And it might be perfect because it might be raining. So Santa Anita on Monday, they're giving away umbrellas. And nothing says boyfriend material like a guy walking around with a Santa Anita umbrella. That's the kind of guy you want to bring home to your parents. Hey, look at that. It matches his Vegas shirt. And then he knows that he'll be supporting his daughter and his crazy effed up son-in-law forever. Let's talk to Alex on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. How you doing?
All right. You go out to the races?
A little bit.
Right.
What do you know about the Hollywood Park?
About them closing down?
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing that rumor for a long, long time. And it just sort of doesn't make sense. They still make money out there. They got the casino out there.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Maybe they'll sell off some of the parking lot, which they tried to do to put up a Walmart or a Target or a shopping center. But
they said they were going to close it down last year, and they said it was going to be extended. Now they're saying they're going to close it down after this spring season.
Well, I've heard that rumor for a long time. And yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around it, but I just don't see it. You know, they're putting a lot of work into that park, and it's always a great place. That was the first racetrack I ever went to, so I sort of have a place in my heart for that track. Not that I don't have for Santa Anita Del Mar or any other track, but that was the first track I remember as a kid.
All right, Tim.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
All right, take care and get out to these races. This racing needs more of you guys out there. I was out there on Sunday last week, and it's like, where is everybody? Sundays used to be jammed. Used to be 40,000 people out there on a Sunday. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Completely open phones. Bakes in North Hollywood. You're on the air.
Timmy, Conway
hey.
Jr., you giant stud. How are you, buddy?
Excellent. Look at you in North Hollywood, man.
Yes. Hey, man, listen, I want to tell you, I'm a big fan of the show. I love that first hour with Corolla tonight. Hilarious stuff, my brother.
I tell you, Corolla's the best. That guy comes on, he gets no money, comes on for an hour every Friday.
He really is. I love his stuff. I listen to him every morning and you every night, my man.
Thank you, dude.
Yes. So listen, what with Valentine's Day being right around the corner tomorrow, I just wanted to say that I think romance is totally effing dead.
I think you're right, especially in this economy.
Yeah. Tonight, earlier this afternoon, I texted this chick who is in Phoenix. It's been kind of a long-distance kind of thing, but we've been totally, you know, doing our thing and blah, 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 talking, phoning, this and that, whatever. And I texted her tonight, hey, how about you and I have dinner tomorrow night? You know, I was planning to be impulsive and drive out there to Phoenix all the way from L.A., you know, and surprise her, not surprise her, but, you know, show up and be like, let's do dinner and the whole works.
Right.
And she throws me back the whole, oh, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that's such a good idea, you know?
What?
And the whole deal. Yeah, I know. She's like, yeah, you know, that's so sweet, but I don't think tonight or this is the right time. And then I'm like writing my text back to her or whatever, and she calls me, and she just tried to explain herself or whatever. And she's all, you know, I totally, you know, I wish guys would be, like, more impulsive and, you know, romantic. And I'm like, baby, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm, like, trying to be impulsive. I'm driving from L.A. to Phoenix. Like, what the heck, you know?
Jesus Christ.
And
what
she's
she
all
want?
Like, I don't know, man. And so she's all like, you know, I wish guys would be so much more impulsive and romantic. And that's what all women are like. They want guys to be more romantic. They want guys to be impulsive. But when you do, it's like, oh, Jesus, I don't have time for you because, like, my sister's coming in or I got to go to a place, an appointment, or, you know, some friends are coming over. It's like, how can you be romantic and impulsive when, like, you got to schedule it, you know, 6 weeks in advance?
Wait, it sounds like she may have some on the side, no?
I don't know. She's there. I'm here. If she does, she does, you know.
She's trying to put you off for some other dude. Is that possible?
It's possible, you know.
Would that shock you?
You know what? I mean, because like I said, with the distance, it wouldn't shock me,
right.
You know. It's like, you know, she's doing her thing there. I'm doing my thing here. You know, hell, I've got a slice on the side, my man. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I had a bad experience with Phoenix. I went out with this girl back, it's probably about 20 years ago. Actually, you know what? It was 1984, so it was longer than that. And we went out for, I met her here in Los Angeles. We talked on the phone for about 3 weeks. Then I flew to Arizona, and she said, you know, come down for the weekend. So I fly down. I fly down to Phoenix on a Friday night, and as we're walking through the airport, she says, by the way, I want to tell you that you and I are just going to be friends, and it's going to be nothing more than that. I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me that when I was in L.A.? And she said, well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And I said, well, don't worry about it. So I went to the Southwest counter. I said, when's the next flight back to Burbank? And they said, it leaves in a half hour. I said, all right, let me jump on that. And I literally never left the Phoenix airport. I was there for an hour.
I suppose in hindsight, it's better I didn't drive out there and surprise her and to be like, oh, hey, I got something going on. Like, you want to, like, you know, just tag along. Or,
now,
like,
you got something else
later.
Going on out here?
Yeah, man.
Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Timmy, can I just say, hey, man, I've been a giant fan of yours ever since I started listening to you right in the entail days of Steckler.
Right.
And I cut my teeth with you on Whitman, man, and I loved Whitman, man. How's he doing?
He's doing great. I saw him yesterday, and we speak almost every day. I talk to Whitman almost every day.
Yeah, and funny fact, my birthday and his are the exact same day.
Uh-oh.
I know, it's weird.
He's going to be podcasting on his website. He's going to be doing original shows on his website.
I know. I hope I'm not destined to be like a bald, fat, single loser or something like that when I grow up to be 33.
That's mean, Tim. You are mean and rude.
What a compliment. All right, buddy. Check out his website, brianwhitman.com.
For sure. And I really want to give just a quick shout out to Gina. Love your voice, baby. I'm melted every time I hear it.
Look at that.
Ironically, you too, Bakes.
Wow.
Really?
All right, Bakes, you're a single guy? I guess you are now with the girlfriend stepping out on you.
Yeah,
put
you
on hold. Put you on with Gina Grad, man. Gina and Bakes. Yeah. Now, Gina Grad, Bakes, I see you hung up here, but you're going to have to deal with a rather large ego in Gina Grad. She is writing her own autobiography. And I think it might be a little, you might be starting a little too early, Bevan.
What are you talking about? I have a lot of stories.
I know, but it's not like you've had your own major sitcom or your major TV star.
But Tim, I've lived a lot of life.
I know.
And I've graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. You know, people want to know.
I understand, but I'm not sure that, you're ready to tell your life story. It's not even started.
I don't know, Tim.
All right, here's an excerpt of Gina's autobiography that she's putting down on paper and then also on books on tape. And you're 3/4 done with it already?
Yeah, I'm almost finished. I'm going to write the epilogue next week.
Jesus Christ. And who's buying this? Who's going to buy your life story? I mean,
I don't know. Fans.
All right. Here's an excerpt of Gina Grad's life story, her autobiography, on Books on Tape. Here we go.
Dear Diary, my first night in this strange new world has been nothing short of terrifying.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me set this up properly here. This is the first night you came in from Kansas?
Yeah, no, this is my first night here from Kansas, living in Los Angeles.
And this is how many years ago?
God, five?
Five
six,
years ago.
Yeah.
And you wrote this on the very first night.
Yeah, I was very scared.
Here we go.
Dear Diary, my first night in this strange new world has been nothing short of terrifying. Strangers harass me on the street for spare change. The air is so thick and brown I can't breathe. And the blinding heat of day has left me weak and disoriented. How I long for the days of flat open spaces and malls that you can walk to. Well, that's all for now, Diary. When I lay my head upon the pillow tonight, I shall dream of Kansas folk and Kentucky huts as far as the eye can see. Yours always, Diary, Gina.
Oh, Bobo. And people are going to buy this, huh?
I think it's a very compelling story.
I don't know. Let's hear a little more of it. What's the rooster attack, chapter 3?
Oh, that was a dark, dark night, yeah.
What happened?
I got attacked by a rooster.
Here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, on my street.
Oh, God.
Dear Diary, as I write this, my hand shakes with panic. You see, a rooster attacked me as I walked to my door today. I was walking to the door with rations from a place called the Trader Joe's, when suddenly and without warning, a gang of wayward roosters rushed at me in the street like prey and began to peck at my ankles violently as ranchero music from a nearby pickup blared in the background. As much as I feel I need to talk through this horrific event, I feel I should drop by the emergency room to make sure I haven't contracted the avian bird flu. Pray for me, Diary. Yours always, Gina.
Oh, boy. A little over the top there, huh? Just a couple of roosters.
Tim, have you ever been attacked by a rooster?
No. But you really were attacked, huh?
Yes.
Jesus
and that
Christ.
Wasn't the last time.
Oh, boy. All right. We're going to have plenty of excerpts of Gina Grad and her autobiography. And again, I think you're pulling the trigger a little early.
I don't know, Tim.
I don't know. All right. Completely open phones, 520-9710. Jerry in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Oh, first of all, I'd like to wish you well on your autobiography. I'm finishing mine. anyway, nobody's covering it, but how is Ralph's and Wilshire Boulevard doing during the recession? I go there all the time.
The one on Hauser and Wilshire?
Yeah. You see me there?
Yeah, I see you there.
Oh, well, I'm tall with glasses.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
Oh, you really did see me?
Usually buying Afrin nasal spray.
Are you joking or you really saw me?
No, did you ever buy that?
I always wait in Yolanda's line because she's so nice.
Yeah, I like Yolanda, too.
Oh, okay. This is a small world.
Yeah, do you ever go to 10 items or less if Yolanda's crowded?
I only go in her line whether she's in the 10 items or less or in the big line.
Yeah. She's lost
items.
A little weight.
You really know her?
Yeah.
You're joking.
I'm not.
I got her Valentine card last year.
You got her one?
Well, we're friends.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because she laughs at my jokes. Oh, this is a small world.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask her, how's Ralph's and Hauser and Wilshire doing during the recession?
It's doing great. What kind of jokes you lay on her?
Oh, I asked her to help me shop, but I was joking.
Ah.
What else did I ask her? That was, my mind's a blank right now. My mind's a blank.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't know what, my mind went blank.
All right, Jerry, we'll look for you over there.
Sure.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Sure.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Yeah, look at that. Decent guy, buzzing through L.A. Love running into guys like that. Most
Jesus
people,
Christ.
Most people try to avoid guys like that their whole life. I'm attracted to them. Let's talk to Mark in Corona. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, I just wanted to ask if you saw that jockey reality show they have on the Animal Planet.
They shot a 12-episode series of that.
Yeah. Did you know any of those guys?
Yeah, I know all those guys.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Or do you know them personally?
I know a couple of them personally.
Oh, yeah?
Like Alex Solis, Mike Smith, John Court, Aaron Greider. Aaron Greider's a great guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure who Chantel Sutherland is. I don't really know who she is.
Right. And Joe... I was just curious to see if you saw it or not. I wasn't sure, so I know you like the horses. So.
Yeah, they're great, man. They're terrific riders out there. And they're not getting as much publicity as the old guys, like Pinkai and Shoemaker and
Right.
Toro, well, McCarran.
They look like they had a nice lifestyle, that's for sure.
It's a tough effing life. I mean, it absolutely is one of the toughest lives an athlete could ever have. Because there is no off season.
Right.
You know, they're racing sometimes 5 days a week for the entire year. And it's not a matter of when they're going to fall off a horse and break their ribs or their arm. It's when.
Yeah, highly dangerous.
Yeah, it's not.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah, pound for pound, jockeys are the strongest athletes in the world and don't get enough credit. But yeah, it's not a matter of if they're going to get hurt. It is when. And they're running around 40 miles an hour on basically these ankles that are about as thin as your wrist. Let's talk to Doug and Covina. You're on the air.
Yeah, this little girl comes skipping home from school and she goes, Mommy, Mommy, we were counting today and all the other kids could only count to 4, but I counted to 10. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Says, very good, says the mom. But is it because I'm blonde, little girl said? And he goes, yes, it's because you're blonde. Next day, the girl comes skipping home from school. Mommy, Mommy, we were saying the alphabet and all the other kids could only go to D, but I got all the way to G. See, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Good, says the mom. Is it because I'm blonde, Mommy? Yes, it's because you're blonde. Next day, the girl comes skipping home from class. Mommy, Mommy, we were in gym class today, and we all showered. All the other girls had flat chests, but I had these real big boobies. Is that because I'm blind, Mom? It's, no, honey, it's because you're 24.
That's pretty good, dude. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear the joke last night? And I think I can remember it, but it was the best one from last night. The blonde with the Brazilian. You got that? All right, this is the joke from last night that was hysterical. Here we go. Ray in Valencia, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
A blonde is sitting down watching the evening news when a reporter comes on and says that 2 Brazilian men have been killed in a skydiving accident. She breaks down crying, looks at her husband, and says, no, this can't be happening. How many in a Brazilian?
It's a good joke. How many in a Brazilian? Michael in Garden Grove, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Tim Conway and you.
Look at you, man.
I'm actually on the air. I've been out of state for like an entire year, and I haven't listened to your voice until today.
What have you been doing?
Wow, I've been in Arizona. We had to move. The houses here are just so damn expensive. We just had to get out of here.
Right, no kidding. Who would you move with, your parents?
Me and my parents, we just decided to get out of here. You know, we were out of money. And
right, what brings you back?
Our aunt, she bought a house. God only knows how, but, she had some extra rooms in there. And,
oh, good.
You know, we're a family of 3. And
how old are you?
I'm 19.
19.
Yeah. You know, and I'm college right now, and I just started majoring in political science, you know, and try to bring some order to the government right now.
Good for you. That's what we need up there. You know, you were 7 years old when I started working here.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. You know, Tim, I just heard today, you know, today was the first day I listened to you in like a year. And you guys have a website already?
Yeah. It's unreal. After 12 years, we finally put one together.
Jesus Christ. Can I see Gina on that website?
You can go to Gina's website and see her as well, ginagrad.com.
Wow, I've never seen a picture of her or anything, but I know she's
on the internet. Are you on the internet right now?
No, I'm not on the internet right now. I'm riding in the car right now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, go home and check out ginagrad.com.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll check her out.
All those pictures are pretty hot. She is single.
She is single?
Yeah.
All right. How about a guy who works in the government?
I love minors.
You do?
Love minors?
Yeah.
No, he's 19.
You said you're 19?
19.
Yeah, I'm 19, but I'm like 6 foot something. You know, I work out and all that stuff.
I love everything I'm hearing.
Wow. I'll put you on hold. You can talk to her off the air. Look at that. Gina loves that 19-year-old stickaroo. Oh, boy. Jesus Christ. Now, see, if it was guys, it'd be like, how dare you? You know, you're 45 going out with a 19-year-old. Are we done for the night? All right, folks, that is it. Stay tuned for Sam Phillips.
Sure.
And Chris Leary.
Sure.
He'll be here and take you all the way till 6 a.m.
Sure.
And then they play spots after that.
Sure.
Infomercial or something. No, Carolla's coming on tomorrow morning. And then Frosty, Heidi, and Frank and Tom Likas. So stay tuned for the program tomorrow. And check out the website, timconwayjr.com. And we'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. on KFWB with Dave Harden. So check out that show. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
You want to know what's worse than they change the oil into the storm drain? I haven't seen this in a while, but I used to see it a lot. The pyramid of cigarette butts that the guy empties from his car ashtray on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Like, really? You just circumnavigate the globe blowing butts until they're actually bursting from your ashtray. And at a certain point, after collecting every single ash and every butt in the tray, you're just going to pull over and dump it just on the ground. Just in the middle of the street. What an a-hole. How big an a-hole do you have to be?
It usually happens in like a John's or Vons parking lot.
Right. First off, why bother collecting them if you're going to dump them that way? Right. And then secondly, you can't time this so you pull into your driveway and just dump them in the trash can in the driveway. They're going to make a pyramid of these things.
And who's using the ashtray in the car anymore? Once you're done with that cigarette, you don't want the smell around. It's out the window.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.